For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Republican Susan Collins, holding a key swing vote, said she trusts Brett Kavanaugh to cast his own political preference aside as a Supreme Court justice in a lengthy speech on the Senate floor. It put him on track for approval when the full Senate votes later today. Collins said she read through the FBI inquiry and testimony of Christine Blasey Ford, who accused Kavanaugh of sexual assault when they both were teenagers. But at the end of the day, Collins said the certainty wasn't there.
The four witnesses she named could not corroborate any of the events.
Shortly afterwards, lone Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia said he too would vote to confirm Kavanaugh. Republican Lisa Murkowski of Alaska broke with her party. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Authorities are investigating a shooting death of a Florence, South Carolina police officer. 30-year veteran officer Sergeant Terrence Caraway was killed and six others injured in a shootout on Wednesday. County Sheriff Leon Lott.
These officers were ambushed very quickly. As soon as they got there, ambush was in place.
74-year-old Frederick Hopkins was charged with murder. Two of the wounded officers have been released from the hospital. The others remain in critical condition. After a seven-day manhunt, suspected killer Kirby Wallace has been captured in Tennessee. Montgomery Sheriff John Fusen.
We can get back to a sense of normalcy knowing that this criminal is in custody and will face justice for what he has done.
Wallace faces multiple charges after being accused of attacking a couple and setting their house on fire, killing the wife and seriously injuring the husband. He's also accused of fatally shooting a man on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has an upcoming trip to North Korea. Here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg with an update on what to expect.
North Korea lashed out at the United States regarding sanctions. Now, this comes on the heels of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who is set to go to North Korea and meet with dictator Kim Jong-un on Sunday. Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. She joined Fox News to talk about what this trip will accomplish.
The thing that Secretary Pompeo has to communicate to Kim Jong-un whenever he goes and visits him very soon is that it doesn't matter if the North Koreans do all of these other nice things that we appreciate. Ultimately, our eye is still on the prize, and that's dismantlement of the nuclear program. And right now the North Koreans, they're going to want the United States to lift sanctions. They want the United States to have a peace accord and to finally put an end to officially to the Korean War.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Labor Department has released a new monthly jobs report, and USA's Chris Barnes has the numbers.
The report shows the economy adding 134,000 jobs last month when most economists were expecting about 180,000 jobs had been added. The government's September jobs report also shows the nation's unemployment rate fell to 3.7%, the lowest since 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.